Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
Of course we're going to be doing Santa Scared Straight again this year. Of course. All right, so if you have a child that is right there on the line now for Santa between that naughty and nice list, you hit us up and then we've got the hotline to call Santa and say, yo, Santa, this kid needs a call.
They aren't on the line of naughty or nice. They are full on naughty territory, and they need an extraction to get them over into the nice list.
So if you're new to the Burt Show, we are getting a lot of requests this year for follow-ups from kids that we did, or had Santa call, I should say, years and years and years ago, to find out, A, are they in jail? B, are they still alive? Mm-hmm. And did it work?
Yeah, it's a Santa Scared Straight, Where Are They Now edition.
So we are going to play the Santa Scared Straight from years ago. Bella was 5 years old at the time. She was feisty. She was sassy. She had a lack of self-control. She moved Snowflake the elf very creatively. She throat punched a little boy. Yep, I said it. She spent a day in the principal's office because she flooded the school bathroom. She got her friend to flash everyone on the playground. She was a real problem.
She was a menace.
Now she's 13 now, but she was 5 at the time when Santa called.
Hello.
Ho, 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 ho. It's Santa calling for Bella.
Oh, my goodness. Bella?
Yeah?
Bella, I wanted to call you because I've been talking to Snowflake, the elf. You know, you're not supposed to touch Snowflake because if you touch an elf, they will lose their magic. Have you touched Snowflake?
No.
No, you haven't. You know why I know? Because Santa sees everything. But I do see you moving, Snowflake, don't I?
Yeah.
It's okay. Santa likes a little out-of-the-box thinking. How do you move, Snowflake?
I get the, tongs.
You get tongs, don't you? So, technically, you aren't touching Snowflake, but you're moving Snowflake, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are a smart cookie.
Thank you.
Now, let's get down to brass tacks, okay?
Okay.
So, I see you've started kindergarten this year.
Yeah.
What's this about you throat punching a little boy?
Yes.
Tell me about the throat punch incident of 2016.
He was mean.
He was mean? Was he mean to one of your friends?
Yes.
And were you taking up for your friend?
Yes.
Well, Santa Claus can certainly appreciate that. But Bella, there are ways to handle that without throat punches.
Okay.
I want you to repeat after me, all right?
Yeah.
I will not throat punch.
Throat punch.
Anyone else?
Anyone else.
Okay. I also see that you threw sticks at the school.
One of my friends made me do it.
Oh, really? I think you made one of your friends do it with you. Is that not right?
No.
Are you sure? It's not good to lie to Santa Claus.
Maybe.
Maybe. I think maybe indeed. You know what we call little girls who throw sticks at the North Pole school? We call them vandals.
Oh, no.
Vandalism is breaking the law. Santa doesn't like that.
Okay.
And I understand you know how to write your name now.
Yes, sir.
In fact, you wrote it all over the lunchroom table, didn't you? In marker.
Yeah.
Well, let's not do any more of that.
Yes, sir.
And I understand you spent a day in the principal's office. What happened?
The bathroom flooded.
And you got into trouble.
Yes.
How do you like your new seat in the classroom?
Good.
Who are you sitting beside?
my teacher because I was talking.
It says here you were sitting next to your husband. It says you're married. How long have you two been shacked up?
A long time.
So you were talking to your husband in class, and you were a little too loud, and you got moved, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then I see the teacher moved you beside another friend, and you continued to talk with that friend even more. And you finally got moved next to the teacher, didn't you?
Yeah.
Bella, that's not good. Too much talking in class will get you in trouble.
I know.
I bet you know. I need you to be a good little girl so maybe you can go back with the other students, okay?
Yes, sir.
I understand when you were on the playground, you convinced her to flash everyone on the playground. Do you know what that means? It means she pulled her shirt up in front of everyone. Did you do that?
Yes, Grandma, I did it.
But you can't do that anymore, okay? That's not a nice thing for little girls to do, okay?
Yes, sir.
Maybe later in life in Panama City, but not right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, so she was a little shaken at the very end of that.
Santa has that effect.
Yes, he does.
There. All right, now that was when she was 5 years old. She's 13 now. A lot of you guys have been hitting us up saying, what has ever happened to these little felons? So we reached out to the moms and the dads just to get a follow-up. And Bella's mom, Regina, joined us this morning. Hey, Regina.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, proud moment there. Proud mom moment.
I was about to ask, was that a fun little trip down memory lane for you?
Oh, my gosh. Every time that skit comes on, I get called. Everybody remembers Bella's Santa call.
All right. So, I mean, the obvious follow-up is how many times has she gone to juvie?
Oh, none, actually. Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. I think the call was epic. I think it changed our lives.
She got on a good foot after that, huh?
Is she great? Is she a great kid now?
Oh, she's a great kid. She's still very spicy, very inventive. You know, she still used those tongs to move her elf around. And then, you know, we were at the store one day and they have these special carrying cases, like these tubes. So she went home and got a zip tie container and then started using that to transport Snowflake around. So
like a little MacGyver.
Yeah, she is.
She's figuring out.
She is, kind of. And then I'd say throat punching occurred maybe a time or two, but I will update you that Bella is very defensive of her friends, so she stands up for her friends. Mm-hmm. So at least that's a positive drawn from that. But yeah, we kept the Santa Claus, we keep the Santa Claus call in our pocket. You know, we bring that one out every now and again and use it as a little threat.
All right, so she sounds like the same kid, just a little bit more disciplined, for sure. She's got that loyalty. She's got the creativity. She hasn't throat punched anybody in a while, so it sounds like it was good.
Yeah, she's pretty, overall pretty good kid. Like I said, still feisty, very inventive, and she's chosen that aggression. Now she's into a multitude of sports, so she doesn't throat punch as much.
As much.
I feel like that is the recipe for a kid who can grow up and change the world.
Agreed. Absolutely. Agreed, minus the throat punch.
Strong child, strong woman in the making.
Regina, thank you for the follow-up. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good holiday. Christmas. Take care. You too. All right, so if you want your kid to get a call from Santa, Kristen's right, you know.
Oh, they're on the naughty list.
They're on the naughty list. You need a little nudge because you do have leverage right now to get them on the nice list.
And as far as I know, we are the only ones that have access to Santa this time of year because he's a very, very busy dude. But he has given us his number. He's a friend of the Burt Show. So at any time we need him, we can just call him up and he can call your child to give them the little pep talk they need going into the holidays.
Give us all the deets at theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.